Janine stares back serenely from her yoga mat. Stretching out into a plough, she resembles the awakening of a sleeping cat. Full of mantra-chanting chi, she tingles static, infusing the air with incense, chakra and ginseng tea. Her spirit's a sunflower of serenity, bathing in the hot light of UV. She casts a solar plexus shadow over our clumsy karmatic capability. The woman talks of knitting nappies and weaving lanyards of rag into a rug, and casually states, "It would be better to breastfeed babies by the myriad of mothers in a milk-green wood." Where she doth transcendentally flow, we obstinate as mountain and boulder cannot begin to know. We try to hem her with window wall and wire, but she, like the free spirit of Zen, blows straight through in a wind, water and fire. Living on lentils, Lakshmi and Lychee, she dances lithe-footed in lycra attire, leaving us heavy-boned beasts to ponder in a quizzical quagmire. Transiently she swings synaptic into the stars above, dream timing with the one, as she calls her Buddhistic brother of love.